Move to communication items, and I think we had Mr. Lightning at the table when we interrupted, so we'll take. I think if he wouldn't mind, we'll take Mr. Davis first. Lightning, is that all right with you? All right, Mr. Davis, you're up.
1093, request of David Keith Davis, Multnomah County Cop Watch, to address council regarding war on cop watchers by the police and city.
Afternoon.
So, I had to go to jail yesterday just to make it here and then go through all this vetting process and stuff just to get this 3 minutes to speak, you know. And apparently you've rebranded free speech and language itself as disruptive, you know. People can't even have any dissenting voices in City Hall. And, you know, last week you were supposed to meet with Don't Shoot Portland outside of City Hall and in City Hall, but you chose to go to a pastor's church instead, which he was an employee of the Portland police for 12 years. He's also a child molester by his own admittance. This has been covered in the Willamette Week, the Oregonian, Blue Oregon. So you chose to circumvent a meeting with community members to go hang out with a former police employee who happened to have molested his own relative from age 12 to 16 by his own admittance. Okay, and you are the same guy who swept the past of Nazi cop Kruger under the rug. So you can't even talk about that anymore in the city. And you think that we are supposed to trust you when you have cop watchers arrested, citizen activists, you know, arrested just for trying to speak to you, you know? And I heard you're going to the Portland Development Commission next. Is that true?
No.
Well, whatever. But that doesn't really matter. But, you know, I'm sure you'll find some slimy position to go crawl into or whatever and make people's lives miserable from there and profit from it, you know. So, that's pretty cruddy, though, that you would rather go hang out with a child molester pastor that works with the police. And you know his past. And every one of you up there knows his past. And I can tell just by the expressions on your face, you know, my dad was a psychologist, and I learned a lot from him. Okay? So he might have been a hippie, but he was a... And, you know... So you basically would rather hang out with child molesters than Teresa Rayford and Gregory McKelvey and members of the community. That's really a sad statement.
Thanks very much.
Remember, okay. I got arrested June 29th. It was talking
Sorry,
about
your time's up.
Your links to child sex abuser Terry Bean.
We're going
to
take the next person.
You definitely.
Okay, would you call Mr. Lightning then, please?